KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 35 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today with some areas of fog this morning, a high around 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobs and Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. The annual Iowa State University Farmland Survey finds value of an acre of Iowa farmland dropped 3.9% as compared to the same time last year. Iowa State University Extension economist Wendong Zhang says that means the average acre of land is worth $310 less.
And now the value is at $7,633 per acre.
He says it's the first two-year drop in land value since 2000, and values have now fallen almost 13% from the historically high 2013 values.
40% of the respondents cited the lower commodity prices as a major negative factor driving the the Iowa land values down. And I do want to point it out that USDA reported a 36 decline in farmland, U.S. farm income, so this 3.9% decline, it's lower than a lot of people would expect it.
He said the decline is lower because of the previous years of higher commodity prices.
Farmers have accumulated a lot of cash over the past few years during the high commodity price years, and you can see that the farmers are still bidding up farmland values even this year. In Sioux County, there is one recent sale for almost $18,000 by a neighboring farmer. So many farmers still have cash on hand.
Sean says just one area of the state didn't see their values drop.
Northwest District is the only district that reported an increase due to high livestock returns. And North Central Region District is the district that reported the highest percentage decrease, a 6.7%.
For the third year in a row, Scott and Decatur counties reported the highest and lowest farmland values. In southwest Iowa, the lowest declines in land value were noted in Adams, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, Page, and Taylor counties, where the decrease ranged from 1.26 to 1.51%. For Pottawatomie, Cass, Adair, and Audubon counties, land decreased in value anywhere from 2.12 to 2.65%. Harrison and Shelby counties came in with a decrease of just over 3%, while Guthrie County had the largest decrease in area land value at 4.18%, followed by Dallas County with 5.36%. And if you owned lower quality land, you likely saw its value drop less than that of high quality ground.
The low quality land only declined by 0.9%, and the high quality and medium quality declined by 5 and 3% respectively. And the reason why the low quality land decreased less is mainly driven by an increase in recreational demand and higher payments from conservation programs like CRP.
John says the drops in land value the last 2 years could be expected.
I do see this is a correction, and it's a reflection of that the land values are driven by economic fundamentals. When commodity prices drop, farm income drop, and land values drop subsequently.
He says many are looking to what will happen when interest rates rise, or to see what might happen in the next year with land values, as he says the predictions that our commodity prices will stay at this level. Officials at the Environmental Protection Agency's Region 7, headquartered in Lenexa, Kansas, said Monday that the IKM Manning Community School District and Sioux City Community School District have been awarded a total of $60,000 from the EPA to replace or retrofit three older diesel school buses. IKM Manning will receive $40,000 for two buses, and the Sioux City District will receive $20,000 for one bus. The Iowa awards are part of more than $7 million in rebates to replace or retrofit 400 older diesel school buses. The rebates are going to 85 school bus fleets in 35 states, each of which will receive rebates through the EPA's Diesel Emissions Reduction Act, or DERA, funding. The new and retrofitted buses will reduce pollutants such as nitrogen oxides and particulate matter that are linked to numerous health problems, including asthma and lung damage. Now, this was a third of EPA's round of rebate programs aimed at replacing the older diesel school buses. Applicants replacing buses with engine model years of 2006 or older will receive rebates from $15,000 to $25,000, depending on the size of the bus. Why do earthquakes happen? Why do engineers design buildings to withstand earthquakes? Youth who attend a hands-on day camp will explore that and many other items related to engineering and earthquakes. The Shake It with STEM day camp will be held at the Nishna Valley YMCA in Atlantic, December 30th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The event is free with lunch, snacks, and resources provided, but youth will need to register by no later than December 18th. The registration forms are available at the YMCA Cass County Extension Office or online at www.extension.iastate.edu/Cass. There is a link to that on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Nishna Valley YMCA and Cass County Extension staff and volunteers have teamed up for the Day of Hands-On Learning to celebrate science, technology, engineering, and math. And the Shake It with STEM event promises to be a lot of fun, hands-on science, opportunities to design and build, and meet new friends. And again, pre-registration is required by December 18th, and there is no charge for the event. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce invites you to experience the magic of Christmas at Santa's Cabin one last time this Saturday, December 19th, from 1:30 until 3:30 p.m. in the Atlantic City Park. You can share your holiday wishes with Santa before he makes the trip back to the North Pole and enjoy a stroll down Chestnut Street by horse-drawn carriage from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. Saturday as well. There's also free hot cocoa and popcorn available. Elsewhere in the news, Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater reports one arrest over the past week. An Iowa State Patrol trooper stopped a vehicle for speeding last Friday morning on Interstate 80 in Adair County and determined the driver, 36-year-old Jason Cooks of Omaha, was allegedly intoxicated. The trooper noted Cooks had an open container of alcohol in the vehicle, a strong odor of alcohol emitting from him, slurred speech, and bloodshot eyes. The man also failed a field sobriety test and was brought to the Adair County Jail in Greenfield, where he tested .176 on the breath test. Cook was charged with OWI first offense and released later that day on $1,000 bond. The Red Oak Police Department says a Red Oak teen was arrested Monday afternoon. Officers took into custody 16-year-old Tana Piper Halvin of Red Oak on a charge of simple assault. No further details were released at this time. Red Oak police are asking for your help in solving a burglary. Officials say sometime between 8 p.m. Sunday and 6 a.m. Monday, someone entered a vehicle in the 600 block, or rather the 700 block of East Knuckles Street in Red Oak, and took several mini racing drones, GoPro camera chargers, batteries, antennas, cables, and Fat Shark goggles. The loss was estimated at more than $3,400. If you have any information about the crime, you're asked to contact Red Oak police or your local law enforcement agency. And Red Oak police say a two-vehicle accident occurred in Red Oak Monday afternoon. Officers responded to the accident at the corner of 4th and East Reed Streets at around 1:30, and they determined that a car driven by 25-year-old Michael David Jones of Red Oak had stopped at the stop sign headed west and then left the stop sign too soon, causing a car driven by 21-year-old Anessa Ray Baylor of Red Oak to hit the rear of Jones's car. Jones was cited for failure to obey a stop sign and no insurance, accident-related. His vehicle sustained about $2,000 damage, and the Baylor vehicle sustained about $1,000 damage. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.